This is the World Service of Radio Moscow, broadcasting on all wave bands which cannot be heard inside the USSR and our glorious satellite band. This is the KGB hour, the hour of the Komitet Gudnastvennoi Bespasnosti. At the third screen, the time will be exactly 11 a.m. Moscow Standard Time, which is midnight New York time.
Proving once again that our glorious Union of Soviet Socialist Republics is hard at work, while the filthy decadent democracies are still fast asleep.
This program comes to you by courtesy of our sponsor, the ever-popular KGB Security Forces, who, for 1 week only, are offering completely free of charge special holiday in sunny Siberia. Just send in the box tops from 3 packets of black market cornflakes and the name and address of the 2 suspicious relatives who bought them. And now, by special request, from Hans, Abdul, Pierre, Sean, Celine, Wong, Moto, Pedro, and all the boys in Hut 27 at the top secret international freedom fighters training camp somewhere in the Urals, here is the choir of the KGB singing, "You ain't nothing but your hound dog."
For the money, 2 for the show, 3 for the KGB, go for the goal. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying for the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying for the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Say you was a
since the East India Company and the Hudson Bay Company, together with the pioneer oil drilling combines, exploited most of the Third World, the people of these parts of the globe have been highly suspicious of the apparently philanthropic motives of these vast British monopolies. Such a feeling of unease has caused problems in the Middle Eastern state of Muckmuck, Clement Snide reports.
And here, in Muckmuck's capital, Kradipur, the Sultan Mafish Bendova, that's a delightful Arab, is at the State Conference, or Diwan, as it is called, with his advisors, Colonel Godotti and the Imam of Gogo. At this moment, the British ambassador, Sir Claude Chortle, is about to unveil the large working scale model of the proposed dam, which is to be built at Waterpond.
Yes. Now, this is an exact working scale model of the great new project, the giant dam at Wataponga on the upper Stinker Belt. Yes, and this, Your Highness, is our chief engineer in charge of the project, Sir Brian Hemming.
Sir Brian, Sir Claude, not Brian. It's hemorrhage, not hemorrhage. Hemorrhage, Sir Brian.
Yes, that's quite so, yes. Well, now, Sir Brian, Sir Brian Hemorrhoid will explain exactly how he intends to construct this huge dam and how this will bring power and light to the citizens of Muckmuck's great capital city, the sweaty sock.
Kradipur.
Yes, that's what I meant, yes. Kradipur.
Will the eminent engineer kindly explain how the new dam is to be financed?
Yes, certainly, Colonel Gopotti.
Gotti! Godotti, Colonel Godotti.
Yes, yes. Sir Brian, perhaps you could explain.
Oh,
The preference shares in the new Wataponga Dam are financed by a primary issue of secured 5-year bonds at par. That's £120 sterling a share in £5,000 lots, redeemable at par and paying 12.5%. Backed by a subsidiary loan of £100 million sterling from the Overseas Department of the Bank of England.
And the guarantee, Sir Brian? What guarantee have we that the pound sterling will remain stable and not fall out of the bottom of the market?
The word, sir. The word of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
And what else, may I ask? What else?
We are going to back it with this redeemable pawn ticket for the crown jewels.
Oh, that is most satisfactory. Is it not so, Colonel Gorakis?
Perhaps, Your Highness. But what does the Imam of Gogo say?
My poor bloody old feet.
The Imam speaks very little English, Sir Claude, apart from the few words that he picked up from an English whore in Babylon.
but he has no objection in principle. Perhaps Sir Brian Hammer, too, will enlighten us.
Hammerage, Your Highness, yes, well, certainly. Now, as you can see, by this working model, which is built out of the actual materials of the terrain, because after all, this is a mud dam. You see? Real mud.
Indeed, it is a very fine working model. All lovely mud. Mud is very important to us in Makmak. A beautiful mud dam. Congratulations, Sir Brian.
Yes, well, thank you, Your Highness, Sir Brian. Yes, now, as you can also see, before we can build the great mud wall of the dam, we must remove all the mud from the Watatonga mud flats. From here to right over here.
You can't do that. No way.
I mean, why not? It's only mud.
Only mud? Sir Claude, mud is the basis of Makmak's whole economy. Our roads are made of mud. Our houses are made of mud. Even our cooking utensils are made of mud. Mud. If you interfere with our mud, you ruin Makmak.
Steady on, Your Highness. Splash the uniform.
Ruin. Never mind, Sir Claude. What do you intend to do with all the surplus mud that you removed to dig out the dam?
I'll take it from here. I'll put it there.
Not on your Nelly, Captain Bly. That is right in the middle of the great Makmak caravan trail. You want to ruin our export trade?
What export trade?
Mud packs. We in Makmak export the world's finest mud packs to beauty saloons all over the globe. To lose the mud pack trade would be to accept defeat.
I know where I like to put your bloody mud, my friend. Study on that.
Arrest these British saboteurs. Arrest and allies for right. You can't trust the bloody British.
Oh, I think you protest most vehemently. To the United Nations. God of the country. My God, I need
him. The Union shall hear of this, Colonel Gordotti. This is
I. Absolutely.
The news of the world.
I'm right to the top.
Quite right, sir. Quite right. The news of the world shall be informed. No Scottish whiskey will be imported by your country. Well, cut off your Dundee chunky marmalade.
Once again, we can congratulate ourselves on exposing yet another capitalist plot to take over the vital strategic mud supplies of our glorious country.
A brilliant diplomatic feat, Colonel. Brilliant diplomatic feat, my poor old feet. At them stairs, you randy old bat. Bismillah. Good old gladiator.
I give you a toast, oh, my brother.
A toast.
Here's mud in your eye. And in your eye too, Your Highness.
If there's one British institution that fascinates the rest of the world, it's the British butler. Or as the British know him, the gentleman's gentleman.
Thank you, Prodmore.
My lord.
Thank you, brother.
Shall I serve dinner, my lady?
Very well, Broadmoor. We'd like claret tonight. The 78 Margot.
Your claret, my lady. Soup, my lady?
Thank you. No.
Very good, my lady. Soup, my lord?
Soup. No, thank you. Proudmore.
My lord?
More claret.
Very good, my lord. Yes. Salmon, my lady?
No, thank you, Proudmore. More claret, Proudmore.
Very good, my lady. Salmon, my lord?
No. No, thank you, Proudmore. More claret.
Very good, my lord. Wild boar, my lady?
No, thank you, Proudmore. More claret.
Very good, my lady. Wild boar, my lord?
No, thank you, Proudmore. Small claret. Very good, Margaret.
Sherry trifle, my lady?
No, thank you, Proudmore. just some more claret.
Dear good milady. Trifle, milord.
Salt. No, bravo. More claret.
Coffee, milady?
Yeah, thank you, Bradmore. Just a bit more claret.
Coffee, milord?
No. Thank you, Bradmore. This is more claret.
Wow. Bradmore?
Milady?
Terrible, Bradmore. This is a quick way.
Very good, milady.
Lie down every table, says the problem. Cross the table.
Very good, milady.
Lie still, problem.
Oh, what was that? It's my turn to serve. I want out the lunch. Lunch.
Play, Henry. What's the score, problem?
3 games each, milady. Love 15 to his lordship. Her ladyship to serve.
I have often walked down this street before. The pavement was tight beneath my feet before. All at once am I, several stories high. Knowing on the street where you live, are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does you jump and pour out of every door? Now it's just on the street where you live. And oh, that tearing feeling, just to know somehow you are here. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. Hey, there's nowhere else on earth that I could go.
Looking for a career with a future? An opportunity to go to university at the country's expense on full salary for a degree in engineering, electronics, catering, or personnel management? With worldwide travel, meet exotic people and enjoy international cuisine the world over. There's plenty of sport. Tennis, soccer, hang gliding and skydiving. Just fill in the coupon in the Radio Times. Join the professionals. It's a grand life in the British Army.
Yes, that's the current recruiting campaign on the media for the forces. Well, as far as the Army's concerned, anyway. And here with me in the studio is Brigadier General Sir Arthur Codswallop, CNC, Special Army Recruiting. Welcome, Sir Arthur.
Delighted to be here. I understand you're in the services yourself.
Yes, World War II. I was over 4 years in the RAF.
Oh, well, better luck next time. Join a proper service, eh?
Eh?
Ever thought of rejoining the colours?
Well, I'm a bit old now, I'm afraid.
Oh, nonsense. There's a place even for you in Britain's armed forces.
Really?
Even at your age.
Ah.
I refer, of course, to that grand body of fighting men, the Chelsea Pensioners.
Ah.
We're under strength there, you know, as well. Yes, it's very serious. What about it, eh? Uniform, good food, comradeship, free housing, and all the lies you wish to tell. Plenty of time off to hang around the pubs in Chelsea. Free drinks from tourists. Even Bakshi medals if you haven't got any. It's grand life.
Well, I'm certainly tempted. Perhaps in a few years. Yes.
Oh, no time like the present. I'm their ex-commandant, so I know what a grand bunch of chaps they are. Oh, grand. But our numbers are well down, you know.
due to casualties, mainly.
Casualties?
A Friday night, crossing the King's Road.
Oh.
Not as nippy as they once were.
Are you much under strength?
Well, not nowadays. We have nightly recruiting patrols out round the London pubs all through the hour.
Right, Corporal Simmons, he sneaks a likely place. You wait outside while I chat up the agent. Fill him up with old ale, slip him the King's shilling in the old pewter tankard. Without the glass bottle, of course. And you sandbag him when they come out the toilet. Then into the truck and sharpish back to Chelsea Hospital.
Right, Sergeant.
Hello, hello, what have we here? Good evening, mate. You mind your face, sit here?
Oh, not at all. Help yourself, mate.
Care for the paint?
I don't mind if I do. I'll have a glass of bitter, please.
Oh. See, you've got the British Legion badge, mate. Last war?
Oh, yes. I was just too young for the 1418, look. I was in the tank regiment in North Africa. Normandy, Belgium, right through to Berlin.
Oh, were you now? Tell us all about it, mate. Drink up, lady. Tell us all about
Barber. It. We're going along with a new recruiting campaign, more in line with the join the professionals now. New recruits are starting to come in. Very successful, really. So the old sweats have soon got the new recruits sorted out, giving them the rundown on daily routine orders.
Right, Smith, now here's your quarters. You're taking over Sergeant Walker's bed and locker.
Ah, has he retired?
Aye, permanently. We saw him off last Tuesday. Oh, it was a nice service, a nice service. Here's his address book. His last wishes. He wanted the next bloke to have it. By the way, mate, watch out for Ethel. She's the barmaid at the Duke of Wellington. The MO's not too happy about that one.
The drill is not too strenuous, of course, but discipline must be maintained.
Parade! Hockey! Cut! Raid! Dip! From the leap! Number!
1, 2, 3. Oh, 6, 7.
As you are. 2 men forward, you and you. Pick him up. Now, from the left, number
1, 2, 8.
And naturally, we have our mobile troops as well.
Are they in tanks?
No. They're perfectly capable of walking and everything, but for the mobile display and drill, of course, we put them in wheelchairs.
Mobile kids, bench laws will advance in review order. Forward! Right wheel! Forward! Double take! Move as kids with balls! Any! Right, Ned! Off to the canteen, they're open!
Yes, then, of course, after a long period of pre-training comes the great ceremonial parade. And only hand-picked pensioners are then marched to Buckingham Palace for the daily ritual ceremony.
Oh, not the changing of the guard. I've never seen Chelsea pensioners changing guard at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, good Lord, no. That is carried out daily in front of Buckingham Palace. Our ceremony, the Chelsea pensioner ceremony, is carried out round the back of Buckingham Palace.
Your ceremony?
Changing the garbage.
Old garbage detail, attention! The old garbage detail will advance. Pay the lift. Quick, fast! The old garbage detail will halt fast! You garbage detail will involve safety beans in review order. Big butt. You garbage detail. Exchange beans. You garbage detail about farm to replace beans. Big butt. You garbage detail, shoulder proof. Pay the leave, quick walk. Right. Hey, pick up that garbage now.
you!
I'm very proud of them.
Today, the summer exhibition opened at the Royal Academy. But before the general public were allowed in to see the exhibits, a special viewing was arranged for the art critics only.
And now?
Yes, quite so, Aubrey. Yes, quite so.
I like the horse.
And the house.
In the field.
With the dog.
No, Aubrey, not the dog. Now, that's what I call a dog.
And the horse.
In the field.
With the house.
I think not. No, not the house. Ah, now that's what I call a house.
In the field.
With the dog.
And the horse. Excellent.
Yes. But I don't like the gorilla.
I don't see a gorilla.
There, Aubrey, at the bottom, the gorilla.
That's the signature.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Picture by a gorilla.
Yeah, it's quite excellent, really. For a gorilla.
Gentlemen, the Wizzo Fireworks Company faces a crisis unparalleled in our long history. Sales of Wizzo fireworks and pyrotechnics have over the last financial year hit a new low. Inconceivable as it may seem, gentlemen, the British public seems to have lost their traditional compulsive interest in pyrotechnic display.
I too do not see the evidence of my own eyes.
But when you see the final figures on the sales charts, gentlemen, you will realize that things have come to a pretty pass. A pretty pass. Here they are. See for yourself.
Look at that. Precisely, staring us in the face.
Out there, our employees are hard at work turning out everything from Mafeking Rousers to Bombay Airheads. But we had the lot returned. Had to flog them to Iran for crowd control. What a disaster.
Old-fashioned fireworks. I've got a little something here. I'll just get it out. Yes, it's an old favorite of my dear wife. God rest her soul. Now, whoever she was. Now, this one goes whiz, whee! Papa, please. Whee! Shackle. And it only costs 25.
Yes, but what about the traditional fireworks?
Yes, I know. You're right.
They're so very popular. Can't give them away. The trouble is television. That's what's funny. Television.
What's that got to do with fireworks?
Yes. Your average schoolboy and teenage layabout wants a full-blooded bang, gosh, smash, whee, what, cow, zoom, whee, boom, 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 bow, pachow, pachow, what? In blinding, bloody, lethal, sunbright orange, with a 200-foot-high, filthy black mushroom cloud for each 50p. That's what television's done. Ha ha, yes. Spoil the kids, that's what it's done. What with Vietnam, Iran, and Northern Bloody Ireland, the kids want the real thing.
Give it to me.
The Ministry of Defence wouldn't like it. We'd be moving in on the arms racket. Aye. Now, if we could produce a small plastic hand grenade, which still squeezed past the authorities, and could just about pass off for a firework, we've had it made. Aye, but cost, there's the rub, lads. Yeah, cost. I'll tell you just cost. Out there at this moment, in shed number one, is our top pyrotechnician. Grace. Oh,
good old Grace.
Good old Grace.
Wonderful. Oh, what a performance.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Grace.
Our Grace is on double overtime, busting a gut, working a little arse off to produce our new secret weapon.
A revolutionary new firework made out of explosive seaweed and cheap radioactive waste. We're going to call it the Great Bombay Disaster. It'll be a tremendous success, gentlemen. Gracie has designed it to do. It's starting with a fizz. Tinkle, tinkle. In scarlet and deep sickening purple. And this is the best part, gentlemen. It's only going to cost... Wait for it. It's only going to cost 4p. 4 new pence.
4p?
What a historic moment this is, gentlemen. Out there in sheds 1-7. Our eager staff are waiting for the result, which could save Whizzle Fireworks and 200 jobs. It's all up to you, Gracie, my girl. Let go of the Fortnite Disaster, girl, and we've got it made. Hello? Oh, it's you, Gracie. All right, darling, the board's delighted. Let her rip, my girl, let her rip. Now we shall see some real fun. Oh, God. There goes head number one.
Just imagine. What was that?
The puppets.